Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Here we are at 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Most of you who are used to listening and are followers of fashion here on Good Day know that at this point in each hour, trying to come up with some entertainment, mostly musical things that are from pop music that is current or things that go back over the history, last 25 years or so of music, top 10 pop hits, that sort of thing. Every once in a while, though, I do, but Richie's better at it than I am, and Jennifer would be as well, too, because they're more sort of connected to what today's pop music is all about. So Richie's got something that he found in a new album that he wants to share with all of us on new in the new music scene.
You know, Doug, we always complain that there's no good new music out there. I hear people say that, and there is. There's a lot of really good stuff. And case in point this week is the new album out by the Tedeschi Trucks Band, which is Susan Tedeschi, who had her own band, which is kind of a Bonnie Raitt sound. And Derek Trucks, who is the nephew of Allman Brothers drummer Butch Trucks, and he also played guitar with the Allman Brothers for about 15 years. And here's their newest album, and this is called Crying Over You, this song.
So this is original music. These people have written everything on this CD would be from them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they've written all of it. They do cover bands. One of their first albums was they did a cover of John the Revelator, and it won a Grammy. Great, great, great cover. But all of this stuff is original, and it's just it's when you take that Bonnie Raitt sound and you mix it with that Allman Brothers sound, and it's a lot of fun. So here's Butch Trucks on guitar.
So this is the Tedeschi Trucks Band, a new CD called Let Me Get By. This is a group based in Jacksonville, Florida. Not exactly the seat of new music, but yet a lot of these groups, the old garage band stuff, used to come from any place.
Yeah.
They are husband and wife musicians.
The song's called Don't Know What It Means.
Didn't underscore this, their debut album that came out 3-4 years ago, Revelator, won the Grammy for Best Blues Album in 2012. I can hear that here. I know why you like it, because I know what your taste in music is. I thought this was listenable. What else you got from this sampling it?
Well, let's try
the Tedeschi Trucks.
Let's try In Every Heart here. Hold on.
This stuff is available for download.
iTunes. I listened to the whole album yesterday on iTunes.
Hey.
Got a little bit of New Orleans here.
Yep. Sounds like the first page of music devoted to somebody who just died going down Bourbon Street. Now this doesn't.
Damn a story.
So the point here is that there is a lot of good music, and Richie has underscored that. It depends on your tastes. Rich is a 50-ish man who's white, who loves this sort of music, and it isn't that you'd be categorized, but there are a lot of different tastes.
I like black people music, thank you very much.
I know you do. It's ethnic stuff, and it's good. 28 past the hour here in Good Day.
Think green. Harrison with you. Could real pond algae be the next gasoline? Turns out the holy grail in the renewable energy sector has been to create a clean, green process which uses only light, water, and air to create fuel. Now the Valcent company says their technology will turn water algae into biodiesel. Glenn Kurtz, Valcent's CEO.
Algae is the fastest growing plant on the planet. If I grow an acre of corn, and I'm looking at it from the standpoint of producing oil, I can grow about 18 gallons of oil per acre per year. Algae, I can go up to 20,000 gallons of oil per acre per year.
Not only is algae the fastest growing plant on Earth.
If we took one-tenth of the state of New Mexico and converted it into algae production, we could meet all of the energy demands for the entire United States.
From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. What could be more American than a chopper parked next to the toaster?
Well, I used to have a Triumph motorcycle, a Trident chopper. I kept the motorcycle in the kitchen.
Bringing the precious bike inside.
Hell yeah!
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Bring the motorcycle in.
Back then, I was a little wild, so I kept it in the kitchen all the time. I'd bring it in the house and park it inside.
Wife, okay with this?
She was a little bit wild, too, and hippie-like, so, you know, she didn't mind.
Ratchet on a bike parked next to the fridge.
Oh, I'd work on it, take care of it in the kitchen.
How about an oil change?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
American Biker Minute.
Once you get it into your blood, you just can't get rid of it.
Your passport to the open.